Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Vikram, moderator for this conference today. Welcome to the conference call of Route Mobile Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q4 and FY23 results. We have with us today Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta, Managing Director and Group CEO, Mr. Gautam Badalia, Group Chief Strategy Officer and Chief Investor Relations Officer, and Mr. Suresh Jankar, Chief Financial Officer. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve certain risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide number 2 of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. Please note this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajdeep Gupta. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I want to start by wishing all of you good health and prosperity. As we close out FY23, it is my pleasure to share that Route Mobile has reached a significant milestone, achieving an annual run rate of $500 million in revenue. Our ambition does not stop here, as we aspire to become a $1 billion revenue company over next 3 to 4 years, organic, a strategic blend of organic and inorganic growth. Our impressive performance in Q4 FY23 has helped us end the year with a high note, with the quarter's revenue being the highest we have ever achieved. For 8 consecutive quarters, we have delivered increased revenue and adjusted geopolitics. Despite geopolitical challenges and other headwinds, I'm delighted to share that we have surpassed most of the guidance we set for FY23. Whether it's the revenue growth, margin improvement, or payout ratio to our respected shareholder. Our performance in terms of revenue growth has exceeded expectation, with industry-leading growth rate of 78% in FY23. Even after accounting for acquisition, our organic revenue have seen a year-on-year growth of 41%. As we move on FY24, our strong growth momentum give us the confidence of to project at least 20% year-on-year growth, hence on. With overall reported EBITDA margin expected to be in the range of 12.5 to 13%. In light of the robust traction our new product has been gaining, we have established dedicated SBU for each unit, which includes TrueSense. This strategic division headquartered in UK is dedicated to addressing mobile identity and digital fraud. In an era where digital threats such as SIM swap and SIM phishing are increasingly disturbing the digital landscape, TrueSense step up to the challenge. Our intent is to offer enterprise and mobile network operators crucial, actionable insight through and sophisticated AI/ML framework. This will enable them to proactively mitigate the digital fraud. Further, we are pioneering efforts in passwordless authentication, another way key focus of this vertical, and sharing in the new level of security and convenience. Apart from TrueSense, we have established dedicated SBO for email and conversational bot framework. For FY24, we plan to establish a dedicated SBO for voice and a virtual contact center, and we have already onboarded senior resources to spearhead this initiative. Key highlights from the last quarter includes: we secured 2-3 new firewall contracts since Q3 FY23, with several other significant deals in pipeline. Additionally, we deployed our first UCaaS solution for Robi Axiata to cater to the need of enterprise customers, supporting their customer care and marketing operation. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the contribution of our esteemed colleague, John Owen. After a successful tenure of 2 years with Route Mobile, John has decided to move on. During his time with us, he played a pivotal role in the integration of 2 strategic acquisitions, Messavian and Mr. Messaging. These entities became integral to our value proposition in the CPaaS marketplace. In terms of recognition, we are proud to share that Route Mobile was awarded Best Use of Cloud Services by Telecom Company and the Best Enterprise Cloud Offering in IT Sector by ETSN Business Leader of the Year Award 23. In conclusion, in recognition of our commendable performance of FY22-23, the Board of Directors has put forward a recommendation for a final dividend of Rs. 2 per share. I will now turn it over to Gautam to take us through the financial. Thank you for your continued faith in our vision and strategy, and yes, to plan even more successful FY24. Over to you, Gautam.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajdeep. Good evening, everyone. Hope you and your family are safe and fine. We have already uploaded our quarterly earnings presentation on our website as well as on the stock exchange website. Hope you had a chance to go through the presentation. I'll quickly summarize our financial and operating performance during Q4 FY23 and for the full year FY23 before opening the floor for Q&A. The key takeaway from our financial performance in Q4 FY23 has been the stellar revenue growth. We recorded YOY revenue growth of 61% and QOQ revenue growth of 2.3%. Q4 is historically slightly muted to Q3 owing to seasonality and two lesser days in the JFM quarter. Yet we have surpassed our Q3 FY23 revenue in Q4 FY23. We believe that we have demonstrated industry-leading growth coupled with expansion of operating margins during the quarter gone by. With such a superlative performance, we believe we are today one of the largest and the most diversified global CPaaS player focused on emerging markets, if not the largest emerging market-focused CPaaS player today. In volume terms, we registered over 107 billion transactions in FY23, a growth of over 106% on a YOY basis. In FY23, our revenue from termination in India, which is a key focus market for us, including both domestic and international termination into India, stood at US$207 million, which translates to INR 1,638 crore value. Besides India, we believe some of the other key growth focus market for us in FY24 will be GCC countries, LATAM, and Indian subcontinent. For the full year FY23, our operating revenue increased by 78%, out of which organic revenue grew by around 41%. During the year, we returned more than 50% of our reported PAT through dividends and buyback to our shareholders. One area where we as a management team continue to focus on is improvement in the operating cash flow of the company. In FY23, our normalized CFO to EBITDA conversion was 45%, slightly below our 50% baseline guidance, which we had given at the beginning of FY23. You may refer to slide 21 of the earnings presentation. We have demonstrated significant improvement in the normalized operating cash flow generation during H2 FY23. As our enterprise business continues to grow, it will definitely have some impact in terms of working capital. However, most of these enterprises are large enterprises with very strong rating credentials. And if need be, we can always get these quality revenues or quality receivables factored without recourse to demonstrate better operating cash flow generation of the business. Further, the receivable and the payable cycles have steadied to a large extent, and hence we believe the normalized operating cash flow of the company should improve considerably going forward. Notwithstanding the above, we continue to remain committed to deliver normalized CFO to EBITDA conversion in the range of 50 to 75% in FY24. The normalization will largely pertain to the security deposits given by us for any large strategic firewall deal, which according to us should be construed as capital employed. Typically, such strategic deals yield ROC in the range of 25 to 50% basis some of our past such firewall deal experience. With this backdrop, let me walk you through our financial performance. In terms of Q4 FY23 performance, Q4 revenue from operations grew by 61.1% on a YOY basis and 2.3% sequentially to 1,087 million. Billable transactions stood at over 27.4 billion in Q4 FY23. As compared to 27.7 billion in Q3 FY23 and 18 billion in Q4 FY22. Average realization per billable transaction improved to 37 paisa as compared to 36 paisa in Q3 FY23. Gross profit margin stood at 21.3% as compared to 22.4% in Q3 FY23 and 21.1% in Q4 FY22. The slight contraction in gross margin is attributable to the seasonality in the business of Masivian and certain markets for Mr. Messaging, for MR Messaging being affected due to geopolitical issues. Adjusted for their gross margins, Route Mobile's gross margins expanded during the quarter gone by. JFM, that's January, February, March, is seasonally the weakest quarter for Masivian. And as we head into the subsequent quarters, this will improve significantly. EBITDA for Q4 increased by 91% YOY and 4% QOQ. EBITDA margin improved from 13% in Q3 FY23 to 13.2% in the quarter gone by. Effective tax rate for the quarter was 14%. Adjusted profit for tax grew by 90% YOY and 19% sequentially. And PAT margins improved from 10.2% in Q3 FY23 to 11.9% in Q4 FY24. For the full year, revenue from operations grew by 78% from 2020 million to 35692 million in FY23. In terms of certain KPIs, billable transactions increased to 107 billion transactions as compared to 52 billion in FY22. Average realization per billable transaction was 33 paisa as against 39 paisa in FY22. We had a net revenue retention of 124%. You may refer to slide 12 for this KPIs. Gross profit margin expanded to 22% vis-a-vis 21% the previous year. EBITDA non-GAAP grew by 77% to 4566 million in FY23. EBITDA margin stood at 12.8% in the year gone by. In terms of operating leverage, EBITDA as a percentage of gross profit was at 58% in FY23. Effective tax rate for the full year was around 13%. Adjusted profit for tax grew by 92% on a YOY basis to 4,007 million in FY23. PAT margin improved to 11.2%. Net cash was 7,737 million as on March 31st, 2023. Average receivable and payable days were around 62 days in the year gone by. With this, we open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star one on your touchtone phone now. Take our first question from the line of Anil Nahata, an investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Nahata, your question, you can please ask your question.
That's a great set of numbers this quarter, and congratulations for that. I wanted to ask the question regarding the area that has opened up in terms of the AI filtering and other security-related platforms that you are developing. So just wanted some color as to what is the kind of market size that you see in India for this kind of products in the coming year or two, and also abroad. So that is the first question that I have.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Rajdeep here. Anil, right?
Yeah, Anil, correct.
Anil, hi. See, the market size, I think, is still, the entire product itself, you know, is very early stage. Honestly, if you talk about market size, what is the current market size in India or abroad, I think it's a very early stage of POC with multiple operators, what we are doing. I think we cannot, we may not able to give any kind of a market sizing at this point of time, but probably by next quarter, next call, we can give you some kind of numbers for sure.
Which will be the kind of business model that you will follow in this? Is it something like you will deploy a telco and build to telco, or you will be going directly to the enterprises, or a mix of both?
If you see our entire security product, you know, like Route Mobile already has a company called as 365 Squared. They have specialized themselves for firewall solution.
And with this current deployment solution which we built for anti-phishing is something for operator as well as for enterprise. So our focus is definitely going to be both the side of the business. So just to answer your question, it's operator as well as enterprise.
Okay, Rajdeep, I will look forward to some more details in the next quarter or the quarter after when you have a better opportunity to explore the market. The other question I have is in terms of a request that if you can going forward, start putting your market share numbers for the Indian market particularly in terms of what is your market share for the domestic as well as the international kind of business. That will be a very good parameter to judge like how route is going vis-a-vis the competition. And if you can give some numbers around that, it will be great right now.
So India itself is a very fragmented market, right? There are tier one, tier two, and then there are lots of and there is also lots of double counting happens within because some reseller using another reseller. So, sir, I think honestly, to be honest with you, it is impossible to give some kind of a market share. But yes, we believe ourselves with our total market share for India domestic traffic is over 20% as of now.
Thank you. We take a next question from the line of Nikhil Chaudhary from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on such a good result. First question for me is I want a bit of understanding on what led to such a strong revenue growth in this quarter despite of seasonality. So just want to understand what were the triggers and with such a strong exit rate coming in FY23, what kind of revenue growth do you expect in FY24?
So let me just start with this question.
Sure.
I think we have already given guidance of 20% growth for the next year, I think in last quarter, as we were already talking about onboarding few large banks, and I think all those banks are already onboarded, not only in India, but in Ghana, in Nigeria also, we onboarded two large banks as a customer. Apart from that, there is a lot of interaction we have seen in Middle East market and the Latin market as well. So I think it's the overall combined growth in all the market where we operate, and some of the large banks has contributed a lot in last quarter, especially four banks.
Thanks, Rajjit. Just one more. Can you give some color on the geopolitical impact on Masivian? What basically happening there, and when do you believe that could get resolved? Thank you.
It was not Masivian. If I'm not, Gautam is Russia. I think it's
MR. Yeah.
Gautam, if you can just.
Yeah. So for MR messaging, I mean, they traditionally have been terminating quite a bit of their communication messages into Russia. So that had got impacted quite a bit in the last quarter. For things to go normal, I mean, we'll have to just wait it out. But for the current month, I think for the month of April, I mean, we have insights into Mr. MR Messaging's number, and I think things are coming back to normalcy. The growth coming from some other markets, while Russia is still impacted, but some of the other markets have started to pick up for them.
Thanks, Gautam. That's it from my side. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Dipesh Mehta from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. First of all, just want to get sense about new product revenue growth. We have said total number, but can you say what would be the organic revenue growth for the year in new product? If I do some working about sequential revenue growth, it seems to be muted on quarter on quarter, or rather it is quarter on quarter decline seems to be the case. So just want to get sense on from you about new product perspective, because earlier we indicated new product likely to be higher share of revenue. So far it remained in single digit kind of number, low single digit kind of percentage mix. So if you can give some sense how it is likely to play out for us, and if you can break up it further across products, how the growth is playing out. Second question is about the price hike. Can you provide some sense about NLD, ILD, as well as international market? How the pricing is behaving? If you can give some sense, any changes in pricing playing out for us? And last question is about gross margin. Earlier we indicated about over next couple of years, our gross margin should expand, and we give aspirational target of $1 billion revenue. So if you can provide some sense, once we hit, let's say, $1 billion mark, what kind of gross margin one should expect? Thanks.
So, Dipesh, hi. Let me just start with the second question first, and then Gautam, maybe can add. So, Dipesh, I think, honestly, as we see, the digital adoption and penetration is increasing day by day, but any new product has its own life cycle, and it takes really 2 to 3 months, maybe 4 months also for a one deployment. And I think we have seen a very good traction in last financial year where we have grown, I think our overall volume on WhatsApp, RCS, even email has grown multifold. But if it comes at the same time, our revenue for SMS also grew multifold as well, right? So if you talk about if we hit 1 billion, what could be my gross margin? But honestly, we have aspiration of to hit about 25% plus. If I maybe more than 25%, that's what I can tell you right now. But I think it's a 3 years horizon, which may change the product mix a lot. It can be over 30% also. And what was your first question? About NLD price, right?
Yeah, ILD and NLD price.
So ILD price, yes, I think there is a price increase in India, which has happened, I think, from the month of 22nd April onwards. And so... But again, how much is going to impact the revenue of overall in coming quarters, we have no idea, because mainly we have seen if there is a price increase in market, there is a definitely dip in the volume. So we want to just wait and see how this quarter goes. But as for the last 1 month, we have seen, I think we have not lost single customer because of price hike, but we are able to maintain our revenue run rate.
And any changes in international market, because we operate in multiple markets. India is roughly
45%. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, there is definitely. Our firewall is going live in Sri Lanka from 21st of May, and there is a step of price increase going to happen. We are increasing price to almost 15 cents. So that is one thing. Apart from that, I think various other markets where there is a firewall is getting deployed, prices are getting increased, but we have seen most of the OTT players adopting this prices, and they are happy to pay, and we are still serving them as a customer. So we don't see any impact, but there are few countries where we have an exclusive firewall deal. One of them is like Movitel Sri Lanka, which is going live on 21st of May. I hope I'm able to answer your question.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mohit Motwani from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a great set of numbers. Just had two questions. One on what was the massive in MR messaging revenue for the quarter, and how much of performance link payout is pending, and what will be the quantum in FY24 and 25 that you're expecting? Thank you.
Gautam? Yeah.
Yeah, so the revenue of Mr. Messaging for the quarter, right?
Yes, for the quarter.
So I have it in 147 crores was the revenue of Mr. Messaging.
Okay, and Messaging?
Messaging was, 1 second, 50 crores.
50 crores, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much of the payout for the acquisition that you have made, there were some performance link payouts, right? So how much of that would be coming in, kicking in FY24 and 25?
Yeah, so for this current year, I think we have a payout of about $6 million to Masivian in this month. And from the earnout, it's about $2.36 million dollars that we have to pay to Masivian at the end of this month. And the subsequent month, we have a payout of... payout to Mr. Messaging of around 6 million euros.
Any color on what we will end in FY24 for the full year? Any color on that?
So for the full year, the Messaging's balance payout of 6 million, I think, will be done in November. There is no other payout that is due in the financial year FY24.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much for answering the questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Moise Chandani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. My first question was that I noticed that we've done some borrowings of about 100 crores this FY. So can I understand what this is for and what how you plan to utilize that debt?
Yeah, so I mean, these borrowings are more from a treasury management standpoint. So it's backed by cash collateral, so to say. The borrowing has been done in the UK entity. Against the cash collateral that we have as deposits. So this would be positive carry transactions from our perspective.
All right, understood. And also, I noticed that you've called out about six industries in your revenue contribution from select industries. So those six come to about 63%. Can I understand what constitutes the other 37% and how you see those industry mix moving in FY24? Any particular industry that you want to call out?
Yeah, so from our perspective, I mean, we have a very long tail and we do this analysis only for the top 150 clients. And within that, I mean, we call out, I mean, the key sectors, so to say. At this point in time, considering the new products and the strategic business units that we have created for some of these new products like TrueSense, we believe BFSI and FinTech will be a very key industry vertical that we'll be focusing on in a big way, along with e-commerce.
All right, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question at this time, press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Take a next question from the line of Yash Tiwari from Verticam. Please go ahead.
Aap sabko bahut bahut shubhkamnaye, Rajdeep ji, and the entire team of Root. The journey from $2,000 to half a billion is really phenomenal. I have two questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. As much as we have got to see Mr. Gupta, follow Mr. Gupta on different interviews, आपने काफी एम्फेसिस दिया है फायरवॉल जो प्रोडक्ट है आई बिलीव कि उसके बारे में ज्यादा बातचीत नहीं की जाती है तो हाउ मच डू यू एक्सपेक्ट द पोटेंशियल इज अनरियलाइज्ड पोटेंशियल एंड सेकेंडली इन टर्म्स ऑफ द साउथ अमेरिकन मार्केट देर हैव बीन क्वाइट अ नंबर ऑफ एक्विजिशंस इन योर सेटअप एसडीएस सब्सिडरीज एज वेल सो डू यू सी अपसाइड सिग्निफिकेंट अपसाइड फ्रॉम देयर फ्रॉम द एक्टिविटी हैपनिंग इन साउथ अमेरिकन मार्केट
Yes, first of all, thank you very much. Definitely, yes, aapka jo question was sahi tha. Our firewall solution is one of the very unique solution which we have built from last so many years and is deployed in multiple operators globally. And somehow, I think, I don't want to talk about my product, but indirectly, I think it is definitely adding lots of value to our overall growth as a company. And this particular year, I think we as a team have taken a target to close at least 8 operators. That's the only thing I can tell you. But there are already deals which is getting closed in next 1 or 2 weeks. That's we already in the process of that. And I can just give a guidance about 6 to 8 operators to be closed this year, right, globally on our firewall side. Indirectly, all these firewall deals are linked with the Root Mobile revenue also because if 365 squared put their firewall and they become the exclusive gateway, which means that every single SMS has to flow through Root Mobile platform. In that case, we have an advantage of setting the price for the market. Since we work very closely with all the OTT players, I really don't need to go in market to search for a customer because the customers are already there as a part of Root Mobile customer. What we need is just open a gateway for them the moment we have an exclusive partnership with this kind of operators. And I think this year is definitely a year for us, which is where I'm going to close at least 8 operators for sure. And with that, and I think that's what the, when I talk about my roadmap for $1 billion revenue, I think the firewall deals will definitely contribute a lot in next 3 years down the line in our that journey. That's the thing I can share right now with you. And in terms of our strategy in Latin America, I think we have recently acquired a license in, Chile. With that, we have access of all the operators as a direct connectivity. Now we can start selling those connectivity to OTT players all across the globe, along with the domestic customer base out of Chile. We already set up our sales team in Peru and in Mexico now. We believe in next 3 years down the line, contribution coming from Latin America is also going to be substantial in terms of what it is today. I hope I'm able to answer your question.
Very well, sir. As a retail investor, it brings a lot of confidence, and I wish you all the best. We continue staying this journey with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Vivek N., an investor. Please go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, Mr. Vivek, you may have to come a little away from the device that, and then you may have to speak because there is a lot of disturbance from the background.
Okay, is it better now?
Yes, please go on.
My question is, what are the comparable companies in the Indian and international landscape against which Root competes? Thank you.
That's a good question. Honestly, like for us, we compete with ourselves every single day. You know, there is a huge market of over $60 billion, and I think everyone has their pie in this market. As a company, we don't want to get compared with anyone. I think we want to focus more on our roadmap, which we have defined. And if you talk about comparison, there are definitely companies available in India for a domestic market. But again, as I said, Root Mobile is a global company. We build the entire platform to serve the global customer, and we all connect with over 1,000 operators, which means that there are only few set of tier one of aggregator in the world who have this kind of connectivity, and we are one of them. Okay, and every single market, if I go, there will be some kind of a competition. So we operate from 22 countries, and each country we may have 3-4 domestic competitor, where in the same time we have in India as well, and you must be knowing all the names.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question at this time, may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Take the next question from the line of Abhishek Sharda from Hem Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question is regarding your guidance that you mentioned that FY24 will be able to achieve at least 20% growth. So is it fair to understand that this 20% is organic growth or it is a mix of both organic and inorganic?
It is completely organic growth.
Okay. And we have plans for acquisitions also, right?
Let me just answer this question. So there is, Root Mobile is always the belief that, you know, like if you want to grow multi-country and you really need to set up teams all across the globe, acquisition could be, it is always a good option, right? But right now, I think, we are in process of integrating all the acquisition which we have done in past, and I think integration is also very key for Root Mobile to make sure all the companies which we acquired are well integrated, and I think we are fairly successful in those integration as of now. But yes, you are right, we are definitely looking out for a certain acquisition, and maybe we cannot give any kind of a timeline. It may happen in 6 months also, or it may happen in 1 year also, or maybe 3 months also. But as a company, we always believe that we can grow multifold if you really want to be global by acquiring certain local companies. And we don't want to shy away with that. But right now, I think we don't have anything in our plate to look for. But yes, in coming quarters or years, we'll definitely look into that for sure.
Sir, understood. And sir, secondly, I just want to understand about the hiring plans. What are your hiring plans and what is the current attrition rate?
So I think the attrition rate is already mentioned in that presentation. You know, like as a tech company, we are definitely looking out to build some product company, and as a normal company requirement against the attrition, we keep on hiring.
and we are looking out to add more people. But how many people, probably I cannot answer that right now. But we do have a plan to hire. In fact, we are already hiring people as of now also. But how many we need, I cannot quantify as of this moment.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the responses. I'll come back and let you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Keval Shah from Banyan Tree Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have two, three questions. Could you share what was the organic and inorganic revenue for the Q4 FY23?
One second. So organic revenue growth was 53%.
Okay.
And the rest was inorganic.
Okay. And you just mentioned there was a hike in ILD prices. So could you quantify the amount, like percentage-wise, what was the hike in April?
I can tell you about India. I think it is increased by 25%.
Okay. In India, 25%.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vivek Setia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I had a couple of questions. So before those couple of questions, I just wanted to continue on the previous question about the NLD-ILD pricing. So if you could just highlight if, like what has been the, when was the last hike taken in NLD-ILD, and going forward, like how do you expect the rates, you know, to move? Yeah, if you could answer that, then maybe I'll move forward to my next two questions.
Well, I think honestly, it is all dependent on operator, right? We have nothing to increase or decrease price because for us, it's a pass on. So pass-through price, you know, like the last price increase happened, I think, 1 year back. And exactly after 1 year, the operator in India, they have increased by 25%. So that's the only thing. And we are, no way we go and influence the operator to increase or decrease. But it is completely depend on the operators, I can say.
This last price increase which you talked about is just NLD or is it for ILD also?
ILD.
Okay, this is ILD.
Whatever price increase I'm talking about right now is only ILD. NLD, okay. I have no idea because there was some kind of discussion but nothing happened. So I'm looking forward for it because as of today, we have no intimation from operators to increase the price, NLD price as we speak. But on ILD, it is definitely increased in month of April.
Okay, so the 25% increase you spoke about was for ILD. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was for ILD only. Just, sorry if I'm not able to mention correctly, but it is just only for ILDO for India.
Okay. Okay. So, coming to my next question, just wanted to understand, like, any particular reason for the decline in new product sales? And going forward, how do you see that pan out? And also, if you could provide me with the number for the new customers onboarded, I think I couldn't find it in the PPT.
Decline in Gotham?
No, so 135 new customers were onboarded.
Okay.
Quarter gone by, yeah.
And any particular reason for the decline in new product sales during the quarter?
Well, it's more to do with seasonality. I think Q3 happens to be our best quarter. And Q4, there's a seasonality impact that is there. On a YOY basis, there was a 24% growth in new products.
Okay.
Yeah, in the quarter gone by.
Okay. And you spoke about Masivian and MRM having some issues with regard, due to which, you know, we see gross margin under pressure. Like, and like, how do you see that panning out going forward? Is it something long term or like it was just a one-off for this quarter?
No. It's a seasonality. I mean, for Masivian, it's a seasonally weak quarter. Even last year, so calendar year for JFM, January, February, March, typically is the weakest quarter for Masivian. And as the year kind of progresses into the subsequent quarters, their revenues and margins profiling improves dramatically, right? And we've seen that trend for now the last 2 years as well, from a calendar year standpoint. So it is not a surprise. I mean, from a Masivian standpoint, I mean, the numbers for Mr. Messaging, for MR Messaging, the impact was largely more to do with their traffic getting impacted into the Russian for termination into Russia. Other than that, I mean, the business continues to be as robust, and the April kind of a run rate, things are again back to normal. That seasonality aspect has to be kind of accounted for every year for Masivian at least.
So for MRM, you're saying that the political issue is resolved now. There's no such issue existing
resolved
as of now.
Russia continues to be very low in terms of the revenue contribution. It is the other markets that have picked up well for them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 on your touchstone phone now. I take the next question from the line of Dipesh Mehta from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just one data point related question. Can you share revenue from firewall business and call to connect for the year or quarter, whichever you can share?
I think Dipesh, Gautam can send you offline. Is that okay?
No issues. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Aditya Jawar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, could you explain to me about the cash flows? Why an IT company or product company, our cash flows are at 40% or maybe around 70%? Could you explain this?
Your voice is not clear. I don't know.
Hello? Now, is it clear? Hello?
No. It's not clear.
Now?
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. There is a wind blowing right from behind, so that's you're not able to understand the question. You may want to come a little aside and then ask the question again.
Yeah, I've closed the fan.
Yeah,
is it okay now?
Please. Yes, please.
Okay. I was asking that being a product-based company and the IT in this industry, why are the cash flows at 40 or 50 or max 70 odd percent here? Could you explain about that, and how can we improve going forward? That's my doubt.
Yeah. So I think I did talk about it during my commentary about initiatives that management will be taking. I mean, there is definitely an increased focus to improve the operating cash of the company. There were certain prior period payments that we've done in the year gone by that had, in some years, historically, we have also delivered over 100% EBITDA to cash flow conversion. There are some strategic investments that we are making in terms of some of these firewall deals, which warrants security deposits to be given. Now, from our perspective, as I said, we consider that as capital employed with return on such capital employed potential being as high as 25 to 50%. And as a business, I mean, the business is also kind of growing at a superlative growth rate. And some of the enterprise business in India, Middle East, has working capital requirements. Again, as I said, most of these clients some of these large clients are even have sovereign grade rating, right? So we can always get this factored and realize better operating cash flows. So it is just that, I mean, the business is self-sustaining and we've been able to kind of meet our working capital requirements through the regular monthly cash flows that we are able to generate. And hence, there was no reason for us to kind of get into such factoring arrangements. In our case, unlike most of the other IT companies, a significant part of our cost of goods sold is paid to the operators, whereas in most of the IT companies, if you were to look at it, it is only the human capital cost that is kind of there. So that is a degree of difference between an IT company versus how a CPaaS company should be looked at. Happy to kind of also maybe circle back offline to kind of give you more color to the analysis.
Yeah, I'll connect you offline. And another question I have, so regarding the product revenue, okay, we have been maintaining a growth rate like 30 odd crores for a quarter and 40 odd crores. Where, when, at which point of time can we see a jump here? That is kind of like any product-based company has huge revenue growth here. I'm asking about any 2 years or 3 years. Yeah.
So definitely, as I said, which I think it all depends upon the adoption ratio, and the, most of the adoption ratio is happening now. Most of the enterprise customers are now getting well educated to understand the advantage of using this digital platform. We're talking about new products. So I think we see lots of traction happening. Right now, we are doing lots of POC with the customers. Large banks, you know, like large enterprise customers, those POCs are still going on as we speak. And probably in coming quarters, you will see the growth. But see, at the same time, we need to also understand the adoption of SMS itself is so high right now. In India, even this classic example of your Google Pay, people are paying 5 rupees using Google Pay nowadays, which means that the entire transaction of SMS is also going to grow multifold. Even if we do, say, like $1 billion revenue in next 3 years down the line, and out of that, probably you will see 7,000 crore coming from SMS only. So we cannot just avoid SMS side of business, which is growing at the simultaneously, along with the digital new channels of communication. What we are very confident of, like what we have built as a product, as a portfolio, as an entire stack which has email, SMS, voice, RCS, you name it, right? Now, every single product which we build have a live customer and paid customer. And we are very happy to say that every single channel which we have built in-house are generating revenue for us, and which also has a great pipeline for the coming quarters to come.
Okay. So, firewall business also comes in inside this product revenue, or
No. Definitely, that's separate. Yeah.
That is separately reported. Yeah.
Okay. And the last question I have regarding the next year guidance, right? So, how much we can expect from the organic? Because I see this year we have done pretty good in the organic side, and inorganic also we have done pretty good. But the next year you are giving guidance of 20%. So majority, the high ratio,
So the idea is very simple. Even I have given 70% growth last year, and we did 78%, right? It is always good to be conservative and then aggressive and then overachieve. So I think based on the current 3,500 crore, you give 20% growth. It is definitely a good growth guidance to the market. But we have always overachieved our guidance in past so many years, and we will try to do the same thing this year also.
It will be from the organic or the more from the
inorganic? Organic, completely organic.
Okay, sir. All the best. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mohit Motwani from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the acquisitions that you spoke about. You know, you will be evaluating. So just want to understand, these will be more buyout kind of transactions where you will look at some players like Messaging and MR Messaging, or more like bolt-on acquisitions, and any amount that you will earmark for these, any sense you can give on that will be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. So at this point in time, I think there are certain product capabilities that we have been kind of scouting for for some time. So we continue to kind of look for the quality asset on virtual contact center with a strong voice stack. So that is one area which is kind of a white space, and we'll definitely look at opportunities. I mean, if that comes up in that space. Besides that, we have aspirations to get into US, but again, it's at a drawing board stage right now. So nothing. Has kind of reached a stage where we can kind of come and give you some sense of how things are shaping up from an inorganic acquisition standpoint. At this point in time, I think on the organic front itself, there are a lot of opportunities that are coming up, not only from an enterprise CPaaS standpoint, but also from a lot of those firewall deals that are kind of there, and there are big opportunities from a size and scale standpoint. So the focus right now is to focus on some of these organic opportunities in a big way, and some of the new strategic business units that we have created for product specific approach, essentially TrueSense. We're very, very bullish on TrueSense, and at this point in time, I think we are building a very strong foundation for that product. And the intent is at this point in time to do a lot of POCs with as many enterprises as possible and take it live in some of these large or densely populated countries like India and some of the adjoining markets here. The product is already live, tested in Colombia with a lot of marquee enterprises, including the largest banks in those countries. So we see a lot of potential for such products, especially into fintech, BFSI and e-commerce domain. A significant chunk of our energy today is now focused on some of these organic initiatives. And for the inorganic opportunities, I mean, we'll see. I mean, if there are quality assets that come by, I mean, we'll not shy away from evaluating and consummating such transactions.
Thank you, Gautam, for the detailed response. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Suresh Kumar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Sir, I have two questions, sir. Regarding this acquisition side, anything is planned in this financial year, particularly in next quarter or so, how many companies are being planned for acquisition? And what will be the growth expected from those companies? The second question is regarding your market share in India.
Can you just repeat the question, please?
Sir, in the inorganic growth, you will be acquiring companies, no, sir, for this financial year, 23-24. How much acquisitions or how much is planned for this financial year? And what is the growth expected out of those acquisitions?
So let me just answer this question. As I said before also, we are not right now in a, looking out for any acquisition. But as I said, we will look for it if there is a right company which we want to, which matches with our, DNA. Right now, there is no plan of acquisition as we speak. But we are definitely looking out. It may take 2 years, it may take 1 year, but I cannot quantify what kind of revenue and what kind of margin. So right now, I think you can just take it as a statement. Right now, we are not looking for an acquisition. We are integrating and we are building product in-house. And I think we are on the right track of doing that thing right now.
Okay, sir. My second question, sir, in the inorganic growth, what is the guidance, sir? Any growth for this financial year?
So we are giving the overall growth guidance of 20% as a company.
Yes, sir. That was told for organic growth. For this inorganic, around 30% is contributed from this acquisition partner, sir. Any growth guidance for this financial year, only for those part?
Yeah, so everything will become organic from 1st of April because all the companies that we have acquired was fully integrated for the last year. So everything is organic, and this 20% organic growth rate that we have kind of given a guidance for includes all the companies, including the companies that get acquired in the past.
Okay, sir. My third question, sir. Regarding in the Indian market, you said your market share is around 20%. Any plan of increasing that, or how you are planning to increase that market share, sir?
Yes, that's a good question. I think my market share in India is over 20% now as we speak. We are definitely, as I said, there are few number of large banks where we are already doing our POC and we are in talks with them. There are large enterprise customers, e-commerce customer, where our team is focused working with them. So I think we are looking forward to increase our market share to 25% this financial year. That is just something which we as a company have taken a target internally. And we want to make sure that our market share to grow by almost 25% this year in India.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vivek Setia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. I just have one question on the borrowings part. If you could please repeat, what are the 100 crore borrowings pertaining to, as it was zero in FY22. Now I see it's 100 crores, both short-term and long-term. So if you could throw some shadow light on it.
Oh, no. So as I said, we have net cash of 737 odd crores, and some of these borrowings are essentially more treasury management, wherein we are getting positive carry. So these are backed by cash collaterals.
Okay. And just to confirm on the IRD price hike, which you said this this was done last year, April, right?
No, no, this April.
April 2020. Okay. So like a month back, you're saying.
That's right.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
And just to add, last April 2022 was also the same time when they increased the pricing.
Right, right. So that was the confusion which I had. Okay, yeah. Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, gentlemen.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great evening. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Root Mobile Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.